This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio from the perspective, first of all, the folks at Talkers Magazine that put together our charts, the stories, the people that are on the top of the list every week. The week differs, obviously, as we go through the changes, the time of year, focus on different events, that sort of thing. I bring together a group of talk radio professionals to talk about some or all of these issues, depends on how fast we can move through them. We have a chatty bunch here today, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Joining us is John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. We're going to talk about the anniversary of the Apollo walk on the moon, which is very, very significant and appropriate. Also, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, is with us, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. So let's get started. Because I want to sort of turn things around. Even though the Apollo, the 50th anniversary of the walk on the moon, the Apollo mission to the moon, is not in the top 10, I believe, frankly, and because I'm the host, I guess I can get away with this. I think that it's something very important for us to talk about, especially in light of all of the things that seem to be bait for
Thank
discussion
you.
And phony baloney bait.
Well, it's a unifying story too. It's something made everybody proud of our country.
Right. And so when you look around or you sense what's going on, when you see that Representative Omar arrived home after all the stuff that went on this week, she and the other three ladies in the squad, some people who were at the airport said, "We have your back. We're on your side. Yay, yay. It's all phony." I think it is anyway. Let's go around the room. We'll start with you, Victoria. Ladies first, and then Jennifer. And is this phony baloney, is made-up controversy just to get people's attentions away from some of the real issues?
I don't see how it's made-up controversy when President Trump has made it his issue for the last several days, and I think he would like to make it an issue for the 2020 campaign. It's phony in the sense that it's not an issue that I think that voters would really like to be talking about when they're concerned about the economy, jobs, health care, and other things, but it's an issue that very effectively divides America.
Well, division is a way to get elected. I guess that's the way political things work these days. Jennifer, how do you see this as divisive or what?
Well, I definitely think Trump purposely is choosing to elevate these women to make them the face of the Democrat Party, because I think that he will have an easier time running against the ideology that these four women represent, which is very progressive socialism, some would even say, and probably argue communism. But I do think, and I have this thought a few days ago, brushing my teeth where I do my best thinking, that it's very possible that these four women and President Trump are all in cahoots together, with the only loser being Nancy Pelosi and some of the more moderate Democrats, because President Trump wins with his base. He wins by creating, by putting these people in charge or letting them set the tone for the Democrats in 2020. And they win because they're getting elevated. The squad wins, right? They're on Gayle King's show. They're doing all sorts of media opportunities. The real loser here is Nancy Pelosi, who's trying to keep the party together going into an election year. So politically speaking, we could talk about whether or not it's right or wrong to do this kind of stuff. We can have that conversation about all of politics. But if you look at the political game here that's going on, you've got two very actually like-minded groups, but on both very different sides of the aisle, if that makes sense. Both are kind of striking the same tone with their supporters.
Hi, John Harper from Florida. How does this ring? This is the number one story of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. So how is it ringing, or is it ringing any bells down there. Again, maybe I'm asking because my own read on this is that it's all a tempest in a teapot. What are voters and what are listeners saying down there?
Hi, Doug and ladies. It's not playing well here in Florida at all. It's really dividing the sentiment among voters and among those who are following what happens in politics. I totally agree with what Jennifer just said, and it's not good for the country, and the squad, as I guess they're being called now, are really doing a lot to people down here feel divide the country instead of unite the country. And as Jennifer just said, the person who probably is going to lose out on this is Nancy Pelosi. She looks like the odd person out because she can't control the squad.
Yep, it's hard to control a lot of these people if that's what their design is. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, how's this playing with your listeners?
I have personally a hard time believing Trump actually was strategic in his comments because he is more than just inarticulate. He's clumsy in the things that he says. But from the very beginning,
well, he's clumsy on everything. Don't you think he's clumsy in everything he says? I find him to be just
absolutely
clumsy.
It's easy to propagandize against the guy for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, that's fine, Doug. Go ahead. It's your show, man. I love you.
No, I am. Victoria jumped in with a comment that made some sense.
Oh, sure.
And that's why I wanted to have you reflect on it. But let's consider this. Yeah.
Consider this then. You know, from the very beginning of Charlottesville, the political media, national political media, and Democrats specifically chose. They specifically chose to omit Trump speaking out against racists, against white nationalists, and now there's this theme that he thinks there's some good Nazis, which of course is ridiculous. But the way he inarticulates
Trump said there were some good Nazis? When did he say that?
But that's the theme, right? Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay. All right.
Yeah, and that's what some of my callers actually believe, too, is that he said that because of the way this whole thing is presented. And now you have someone like Presley, Representative Presley, for example, saying, oh, well, if you're not a black face with a black voice that agrees with me, then you have no place to be in politics. And I'm thinking, imagine if Richard Spencer, the racist, had said that about white faces and white voices. That's where we are right now. I agree with you, Doug. This is just like kabuki theater that's keeping us from thinking about what's really important for the country.
Yeah.
This is bad for the soul of the country. And I think that's the point that I'm making
here.
All of this is bad for the soul of the country. Politically, it's bad for the Democrats, and it's the Republicans in Congress think it's bad for them. And Ivanka Trump spoke to Trump about it, and so did Mike Pence. They both spoke to Trump about it, which is why he attempted to send her back, which, you know, because he's recognized now, or he's been told to recognize that was not a good chant. Whether it works at his rallies, I don't know. So the Republicans don't think that this is a good platform to run on. And for the Democrats, it's bad for 2020. But for the rest of us, this kind of divisiveness is not good for our souls.
I'd also add to that real quick, because I think a lot of Republicans like me who voted for Trump and who will again very happily vote for Trump again, I feel, and I'll just speak for myself, but I think I speak for a group, that he stopped the flow into what this country, the direction the country was going, which is to the far left, which was away from the more moderate soul of who America really was founded to be. It was falling into socialism. These women represent where the country was headed. It was on that trajectory. And I think with President Trump speaking out, he's flawed and imperfect. I get it. But he also is one of the only Republicans with enough backbone to actually stop that direction that the country was going in. I'm glad I could render you all speechless.
I'm thoughtfully considering what you're saying, and I agree. Yeah.
This whole business, I have not much use for any of these people that identify themselves as the squad in terms of their philosophy, but I would never ever say go back to where you came from. I just think that's so, whether it's disrespectful, I don't even know what the word is, but if that's what appeals to the base. And I know some people, I've loved some people in my life who have said that about people walking around. Do I like seeing women in burqas? Do I think that's a comfortable thing to see? No. But I also believe in diversity. It wouldn't be, you know, it's not up to me. I have my own points of view, and I share them with all of you and other radio work that I do. But I don't, you know, I think we have to stand back a little. Maybe it's because I grew up in such a diverse cultural circumstance in my town where I still live. It doesn't, these issues would never come up, never did, and never will, in terms of how we live in this community. It may be that we make reference to them in other ways, like there's an effort here to make this a not a sanctuary city, but an inviting city, whatever the hell that means. And I'm not for that. I think there's way too much of this, you know, letting this excuse, letting people come and wander around and do what they want to do, and they have no right, no claim to be here. So there's that, but I just think telling people to go back where they came from is about as ignorant as a statement. I don't care whether it was in jest, he's walking back on it, you're right, because his daughter said, Dad, what the hell's the matter with you? That's basically what she said. You can't say things like that. And he,
well, they're only walking back on the chant, which they should walk back on. The chant is, yeah. I don't think, made anybody feel good. The chant is send her back, send her back. That wasn't something Trump did or started. His supporters did it. But clearly he had to speak out on it, and he did yesterday, whether or not people were, you know, earlier in the week.
And what sort of, what group, what is this, what's this district about that they find her the most acceptable candidate to be in that office? I find that kind of, I'm very curious about, I don't know much about that district, but I'll tell you, I'm very curious as to who else wanted to run there or how she got into this way as she did. It's, you know, we all clump them all. Some people clump everybody. Okay, they're Muslim, they're all bad. You know, that kind of stupid stuff, which is, you know, I mean, you could have said that about the Christians during the Inquisition. Look what they did, and there we all Christians weren't bad then. It's just supposition, if you will. Jennifer, thank you. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Radio Review with Talk Radio hosts. I'm Doug Steffen. Trying to, it's like herding cats sometimes. John Harper from WMEL. We're talking about cats off the air because Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is a big cat person. John, didn't you have a cat? I'm trying to, now that I'm thinking about this, I don't remember a cat wandering around that studio in Florida WMEL. I think I remember.
Absolutely. That's Panther the cat. She's my little girl, and she's in the other room. But I have to keep her separated from Cupcake the dog. The two of them do not get along too well.
Isn't it funny? I can remember, now that I vividly remember that cat jumping up on the console when I was in the studio there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I vividly remember.
You were rather amazed at that, yeah.
Yes. I Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You have a cat? I think you do have a cat.
We do now. Cats find
us. Did you get a cat? Yeah.
Really? We did. Big storm Wednesday evening. A little 7-month-old calico came upon our porch. My wife and I are sitting there feeding it and put out notices on social media, went up and down the street, asked everybody. We have a community social media page on Facebook for our neighborhood. Nobody has claimed the cat, and so $200 later, the cat has a place to sleep and a cat box and everything else. So we now, and we have everything but a name.
Really?
Yeah, of course, the cat went through and deleted your post. You know that.
Right. Yes, loves my wife, yes.
All right, number three. We've done one and two, the squad and the racist stuff. Okay, so let's keep moving here. Number three on the list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, at talkers.com, you can find this list every week, and you also can hear a lot of things in terms of what's going on. New radio, Talkers TV is at talkers.com. So the presidential race, the list has come out for the debates on, what is it, 30th and 31st of the month. How they are arranging the chairs on the Titanic, and wondering what different, are we going to hear anything different, feel anything different after this is all over? What do you think, Victoria?
Well, I've been reading about the Democratic governors and their annual fundraising retreat on Nantucket last weekend. Yes. And we're not going to do any rhymes. And there were a number of Democratic governors elected in the 2018 elections, and they did not run on Medicare for All. They ran on bread and butter issues, and they are very worried about the 2020 candidates' positions, and they think they're unrealistic and politically risky, and they are basically sending the message, hey, look, this may be great sloganeering, but you're not going to win the White House on this. They also think that the way the debates are being run are really stupid. In fact, James Carville said when they were being asked to, like, raise their hands in, you know, like, do you support Medicare for All or do you support open borders or something, and they had to raise their hands, James Carville said they should just raise the middle finger.
Yeah.
To the question itself, because it's so stupid to have to answer a question like that in a debate.
This is dangerous, damaging, whatever. I don't see how this like education is free. Come on, you think everybody is stupid? Who's going to pay for it? We have a $21 trillion deficit as of this week, and maybe I don't know. We haven't drained a lot of the people out of the swamp who are big spenders. Apparently, this guy is spending money faster than any president in the history of the country. And the tax cuts, although make you feel good, are contributing to this. So I think both sides have got some problems with where they come down on some of these issues. You've got to have some common sense here. It seems to be greatly lacking. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Did you know that women are 3 times more likely to suffer from migraine than men? Hi, I'm Senator Barbara Bollier from Kansas. Migraine can cause severe pain that lasts for hours or even days, and it impacts more than 37 million Americans. If you experience migraine, you're not alone. There are resources available from your doctor and employer to help effectively manage migraine symptoms. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler from New York said that former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report presents very substantial evidence that President Donald Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Speaking with Fox News Sunday ahead of Mueller's anticipated congressional testimony on Wednesday, Nadler added that we have to let Mueller present the facts to the American people and then see where we go from there, because the administration must be held accountable. No administration can be above the law. On CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff from California said he wants Mueller to bring his report to life during the testimony, explaining it to Americans who have not yet read it. And the British Open, the final major of the year, was won by Shane Lowry at 15 under. Tommy Fleetwood finished second at 9 under. Tony Finau at 7 under. And tied for fourth, Westwood and Koepka at 6 under. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Roundup, based on the charts that came from Talkers Magazine for the week of July 15th to the 19th. This is an annual, that's good. You know, I guess we it is annualized and weeklyized. Is that a word, weeklyized? What do you think? John Harper from WMEL is here. Rick Jensen, WDEL. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. What'd you say, John?
It's a word now, right?
Right. New word, yes. The Dougster brought about. We do this under the authority of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and I put this idea together a long time ago of doing what, you know, Casey Kasem was on the air, and he would take, the producers took the top 40 from Billboard Magazine, and he would say that in the credits at the end of each of the hours of the program. And so what we did was just Talkers Magazine, the equivalent of Billboard in the talk world. And so we just decided, okay, let's come up with a list every week of what we figure are the top 10 items of discussion on news talk radio stations. And this has been going on for a long time. And I think what it does is provide a service acknowledging what different people are saying and thinking, because thank heavens we are not a one-speak, one-ideology country. It would be a horrible place if it was, although I think there are people on both sides who would like it. I remember working for a guy. I ran WEEI in Boston as the ops manager for a couple of years in the mid-80s. And he used to tell me the world would be a better place if everybody was Catholic, everybody was a Republican, and we all voted for, I don't know, when was that, in the 1980s, was it Reagan or whatever. It would be, the world would be a better place. And so he and I remained friends. We didn't agree on that then, and I don't agree with that thinking now. I might have things that I feel strongly about. We all do, and we that sort of defines who we are. But I've noticed that my thinking has changed. John, how has your thinking changed over the years about what you think is important or how you view issues?
Wow, it certainly, Doug, has, I think, mellowed over the years. It's not as extreme as I think it once was years ago. And I'm much more understanding, I think, of all different types of opinions, not just those who agree with me. I've got strong political opinions about so many different things, but at the same time, if somebody doesn't agree with what I think, well, that's okay. I can roll with that. And so that's how I've kind of changed, I think, over the years.
What about you, Jensen? What are you thinking the same way now? I think I've known you for, what, how long have I known you? 20 years? I can't even remember when I first met you, but that's not important. I just wonder how
it's
you think
about,
you...
It's been about 20 years, I think, yeah.
And now, back to the countdown. 20 years ago, Doug met Rick.
So, has
that was good.
That was good, actually. That was really good, yeah. And now, back to the countdown.
I could imagine years ago when I was a little more feisty, angry about some things, and now I care more about how our policies really affect people in the real world. For example, you and I both have libertarian leanings, right?
Yes.
So when Rand Paul says what he says about the 9/11,
well, I'm glad you brought that up. That's thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, go ahead, finish the statement.
So when he said we have to
it's
pay
number
for
seven
it
this
first,
week, by the way, on the countdown, it's number seven this week.
This is where libertarianism runs full steam, smack dab into the brick wall of reality, because there's this emotional segment that he's not considering. He's right, by the way. We need to think about that for everything we do. How do we pay for it? But when you have this emotional issue like, oh, the 9/11 responders, man, we've got to take care of these folks. And yes, we do. But how do you actually go about that? And Doug, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because I know you think along those lines.
Well, I think in terms of when that came up this week, I said on the air that I was tired of people spending money with no accountability. If you're going to spend money for something like this, you got to take it out of something else. And people say, no, we have so much waste, fraud, abuse, corruption in this country. Every single department, federal level, state level, local level, money just being pissed away. I don't know if we're going to edit that, Kara, or not. But it in this case, the timing of it, or the idea that he's the only one who voted against it, at least he's thinking about it. The thing's going to pass, and so they wanted to make it a unanimous passage or unanimous consent or whatever they call it. But he said, okay, guys, this is fabulous. We need to do this, but who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
And how are we paying for it? And I think it's a statement. I don't know. We want to make a bad guy out of him.
Yes.
I don't think he's a bad
guy. I think we do.
All right.
Well, it's our
Let us spend the rest of our time here because John is here and he represents a district in Florida where the Space Coast has its roots. We're going to talk to somebody in a moment about the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk, engage ourselves in 50-year-ago thinking. Some of you who were not even alive 50 years ago, maybe we'll learn something by this chat coming up in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Review, and a focus now on a big event that took place 50 years ago. John Harper on the review from WMEL remembers vividly, as do I, what happened on that day. Joining us in the conversation is Matthias Benioch, who works for IBM. IBM celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk and the age of space exploration. As we think about July 20th, 50 years ago, this is important for us to sort of put all these things in perspective. Mr. Benioch is the lead architect for IBM Germany, studying computer science. You know what? I think about you and I think about our connection. Were it not for, and this may be wild speculation, if it weren't for World War II and the emergence of Wernher von Braun, and then him being grabbed up by the Americans at the end of the war to do exactly what he did, we might not have had Apollo 11. Do you think, Matthias, that that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, that could be. Actually, I'm maybe too young to judge that from experience, but I think it's a good statement, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just talk for a minute about IBM and other companies that are important to the space program, contributing, making things. How many IBM people worked on that first mission, and are folks still around from Apollo 11? Probably 50 years later, there aren't too many folks that are still in IBM that were around then, right?
Yeah, unfortunately not too many, but I actually met some of them, and those were 4,000 people from IBM systems, engineers, developers, research scientists, and so on, working and collaborating with NASA on making this happen, this great venture.
John Harper is one of the radio hosts that's on this program with me. He runs some stations on the Space Coast, and he invited me many years ago to come down, and so did the people that were running the shuttle program in Cape Kennedy. So I was firsthand in buildings where your people were working. I remember, John, how important the folks like IBM were to the local economy, and maybe, I don't know, are they still, in a sense?
Yeah, Doug, in a sense, they still are. Of course, it's grown tremendously over the past couple of decades. And as I've mentioned to you on previous programs, There are so many different types of companies that represent the space program in many different ways that are moving here to the space coast of Florida. You almost need a scorecard now to keep track of who's coming in. But IBM certainly did play and still plays an important role here on the space coast.
So, Mr. Benioch, let's go back to the IBMers that worked on Apollo 11 and what they actually did. What part did they play? What did they build or contribute to the hardware itself?
Yeah, they contributed actually two main things. One thing is the instrument control within the Saturn V rocket. So they built the software and the hardware around that. They actually shrunk a mainframe computer from the size of a refrigerator down to the size of a suitcase. And put that into this instrument control. So that was one thing that IBM did. Another thing that was really key to success of this mission was the data analysis on the ground station. So we put there large computers, large mainframes to actually do all the calculations and all the data analysis to guide the spaceship through space and onto moon. So those were the main two things where the 4,000 IBMers were involved with.
You know, one of the things that I remember is seeing all the people down there, thousands of them. There were 4,000 IBM programmers that were involved in this thing. I don't think people understand or remember, and I'd say this for a comment, both John and Mateus, how many people it took to make this all happen. Mateus?
I don't have an exact number, but I think it was an extensive number of people overall that were working in the United States, but also outside of the United States in a partner countries and so on to actually make the moon landing a success.
Yeah. John, isn't it amazing how many people? I remember going into the hangar and seeing all these people in white. It was like going into an operating room, except there were so many of them working on the nuance of every little thing. On the, at least I remember that from the shuttle experience.
Doug, it would be interesting for Mateus to tell us, was IBM, when did IBM get involved with the space program? Was it with the Apollo, or did it get started way back in the Mercury days?
How early?
It was even earlier. Yeah, it was quite earlier. It was actually before NASA was founded when IBM was involved with the rocket launch and the space program and overall. And since Apollo, we were involved in any other mission to space afterwards.
So what did you do? Go ahead, John.
No, and I just said, so they've been involved since the early 1950s.
Yeah, it would seem that way. So what you're an engineer. What have you done? What your specific job, what have you done, or how have you applied your knowledge to what IBM is doing with NASA, specifically you, Mateus?
So right now, we actually sent the first autonomously free-flying robot to the International Space Station, and he's called Simon, and he's assisting the robots, assisting the astronauts on the space station with their daily tasks, so he can help them with their experiments and with their documentation tasks and so on.
Isn't that great? Well, it's an amazing world we live in, and the space partnership, public and private, continues. I can't imagine IBM not being, as one of the great American companies, not being involved in this. If you want more information on how IBM is involved, go to newsroom.ibm.com. That's newsroom.ibm.com. Our thanks to Mateus Benioch and to John Harper. The memories of 50 years ago and looking forward to the future in space travel, something we all need to do and wrap ourselves around because it's important for our country, I think. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to, on Tech Talk, take a gander or listen up to Victoria Keelan, give us the list of the top five technology stories from this past week. We do it every week at this time, number five to number one at five. Interesting combo. If you want a combo meal, you can get it delivered by DoorDash.
Yeah, that's that story. McDonald's has teamed up with DoorDash. They've dumped Uber Eats, and they have a new exclusive deal with DoorDash starting July 29th. If you are looking for some delivery from McDonald's in more than 200 locations, you will have to use DoorDash. Now, their subscription service is called Dash Pass, and that offers, they have a million members so far. And it offers you unlimited $0 delivery fees on orders of $12 or more. DoorDash is based in San Francisco, and it recently outpaced Grubhub to become the largest food delivery service in the country. DoorDash now claims 32% of sales and among food delivery companies. This is really bad news for Uber Eats, because when Uber Eats actually filed their IPO, that their partnership with McDonald's featured prominently in the valuation of the company. So now that they no longer have McDonald's, I'm not really sure if that's going to dip the Uber stock, but it probably will have some residual effect. Mm-hmm. But so now McDonald's represents DoorDash's biggest chain restaurant yet. So DoorDash is still growing.
All right, Prime Week this past week, but that wasn't the biggest news for Amazon. This is...
Yeah, Amazon has filed an application with the FCC to join SpaceX, OneWeb, and others, including Facebook, in launching a constellation of satellites to provide broadband internet to rural areas across the globe. They want to launch 3,200 satellites into orbit, and they are going to connect the tens of millions of people around the globe who don't have any access to the internet. The satellites will deorbit after 10 years to mitigate the risk of space debris. Amazon says it can start offering broadband satellite services once only 578 satellites are in position, and by 2025 they want to have as many as 1,100 that could be launching each year. And so SpaceX has permission to fly 12,000 small satellites by the year 2027 as part of its Starlink constellation. And so the interesting thing about this new Amazon project is that the president of this new space initiative is actually a former Starlink engineer who was reportedly fired by Elon Musk, and so Amazon scooped him up, and so he's basically reproducing their plan.
All right. Number three is a focus on TurboTax, and what a bunch of phonies they are, really.
Yeah, a new investigation into TurboTax found that the company was facing lower revenues following the passage of President Trump's 2017 tax law. So they decided to start targeting lower-income individuals with paid versions of tax filing software, where in the past it was free. And so the move helped TurboTax have a 10% profit, while other people who are unemployed, disabled, and students with a lot of college debt, they're the ones who were basically targeted. They were the ones who lost out on this. Now, the Free File is actually the free tax filing service that is legally obligated by TurboTax to be provided to students or to U.S. citizens who make under $60,000. And they basically played a lot of shady games with this, and a lot of people ended up having to pay a couple hundred dollars on average just to file software that was supposed to be free. So I think when tax season rolls around next year, people should find a different service.
Yeah. Right. Number two on our list of the top five, a new anti-robo-calling bill. It looks like it might have some traction. What do you think?
I hope so. I think all Americans can agree on this one. This is a non-political issue, but we're every single day we all get robocalls, whether you're on a landline or a cell phone. You cannot get away from them. And so the House Energy and Commerce Committee is sending a new bill to the Senate now. It's a bipartisan bill. It's called Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. It will outlaw a whole slate of methods that are used by scammers to get people on the phone and even through text messaging. I get so many text messages from random people acting like they have a real estate deal for me. So all that stuff essentially will be blocked. And so there was another called the TRACED Act, and this was in the Senate. And that hasn't really gone anywhere yet. So hopefully this second bill will get pushed through because it has stricter penalties for these companies doing it.
Number one this week on Tech Talk is a focus on this face app from the Russians.
Yeah. This was the most talked about story by far this week. Face app is a Russian-based app that applies filters to photos. You can see what you'll look like when you're 80, or you can make yourself look younger. And essentially, there are a lot of privacy concerns here. It's not that much different from other apps. However, they, instead of storing your photo on your actual phone within the app, they store it on their servers in Russia. And so this is bringing up a lot of privacy issues. I would recommend not downloading this app. If you know someone who has, tell them to get rid of it.
No. Perhaps that's the word to the wise. Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.